Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, this week we are at a wedding in Cana where Jesus reveals his divine power by his first miracle, transforming water into wine. The Bible begins with one wedding, that of Adam and Eve in the garden, and ends with another, the marriage supper of the Lamb in the book of Revelation. Throughout the Bible, marriage is the symbol of the covenant relationship between God and his chosen people. God is the faithful groom, and humanity is his beloved bride. Yes, this theme is beautifully presented in today's first reading, where Isaiah uses the metaphor of spousal love to describe God's love for Israel. God's fidelity to his people is compared to a husband's fidelity to his wife. By our baptism, each of us has been betrothed to Christ as a bride to her groom. In today's second reading, St. Paul reminds us that the new wine that Jesus pours out for us is the gift of the Holy Spirit given to his bride. And today's gospel, a familiar passage, John describes the first of the seven signs by which Jesus showed forth his divinity. In the gospel, we saw the marriage feast of wedding at Cana. So there is a joke told about a marriage. Little Tommy was so impressed by his oldest sister's wedding that he announced that he wants to have a wedding just like Linda, his oldest sister. "That sounds great," his father said, "but whom will you marry?" Tommy said, "Dad, you know, my grandma gives me the best candy, and whenever I go to her house, she gives me the best dish, the best food. I think she loves me and I love her, so I would like to marry her." The dad said, "You can't marry your grandma." "Why not?" Tommy protested. Dad said, "She is my mother." Well, looking at his dad, Tommy made a very recent and logical conclusion. "Dad, you say I can't marry her because she is your mother. But then, why did you marry my mother?" Dear friends, let us see. The wedding feast of Cana offers us the following life messages. Firstly, let us invite Jesus and Mary to remain with us in our homes. St. John Mary Vianney suggests this as the best solution for many of our family problems and struggles. He used to encourage parents to create an atmosphere of prayer, Bible reading, mutual love, and respect and sacrificial service at home, so that the presence of Jesus and Mary might be perpetually enhanced and experienced in the family. Secondly, let us obey the command of Mary: do whatever he tells you. This is the only command given by Mary recorded in the New Testament, and it is the prerequisite for miracles in our own families. The Bible tells us how to do the will of God and effect salvific changes in our daily lives. Thirdly, we need to learn to appreciate the miracles of God's providence in our lives. God often, as an uninvited guest in our families, works daily miracles in our lives by protecting us from physical and moral dangers, providing for our needs, inspiring us and strengthening us with His Holy Spirit. Fourthly, just as Jesus filled the empty water jars with wine, let us fill the empty hearts around us with love. By the miracle of Cana, Jesus challenges each one of us to enrich the empty lives of those around us with the new wine of love, mercy, forgiveness, concern, and love. Fifthly, let us appreciate the miracle of the real presence of the Lord on the altar. The same Jesus who transformed water into wine at Cana transforms our gifts of bread and wine into His own body and blood in order to give us spiritual nourishment. If our families have lost the savour of mutual love, let us renew them at the altar with the power of the Holy Spirit. Johnny Carson, who hosted the Tonight Show for 30 years, was interviewing an 8-year-old boy one night. The young man was asked to appear on the late show because he had rescued two friends from a coal mine outside his hometown in West Virginia. As Johnny questioned him, it became apparent that the boy was a Christian. Johnny asked him if he attended Sunday school. When the boy said he did, Johnny asked him, "What are you learning in Sunday school?" He said, "Last week, our lesson was about how Jesus went to a wedding and turned water into wine." The audience burst into laughter and applause. Keeping a straight face, Johnny asked again, "And what did you learn from that story?" The boy twisted his chair as a result of nervousness and discomfort because it was apparent that he did not expect this question, or he did not think what he learned from the story. But then, a little later, he lifted up his face and said, "We learned that if you are going to have a wedding, make sure that you invite Jesus and Mary." Yes, dear friends, and that is precisely the message of today's gospel. Make sure we invite Jesus and Mary wherever we go, wherever we live, and whatever we do. They are the only ones we will ever need. In other words, today's gospel lesson is about sufficiency of Christ in our lives and the power of His mother's intercession in our daily lives. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.